Show him today's daf yomi is Sukkah daf chas Sukkah 8. And today's daf yomi on chas on Mabez, the Gemara brings a brisa, and the brisa records those sukkahs that were made not for the purpose of the holiday, but they are still acceptable sukkahs. So says the brisa, Tan Rabbanan Ginabach. This is a mnemonic to help us remember the sukkahs that we're talking about. Ginabach stands for, as the brisa is about to explain, the gimel stands for goyim, the sukkah of that is made for and by non-Jewish people. Nashim, sukkah is made by women. Behema, an animal. And kusim, and so kusim was a group of people who are not sure at their status as Jews was fluctuating over time. So there's a dispute throughout the Talmud. So we'll go through the brises. Sukkah skayim, a sukkah that was made for the nations of the world to live in just during the hot months, or it was made at one point to protect from the heat, but it wasn't specifically made for the mitzvah of a sukkah. And so too, sukkahs nashim, a sukkah that was made for women to dwell in during the summer months. Here too, we say that the women are not obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah because it's a time-bound positive commandment. And so in both of these cases, and also sukkahs behema, a sukkah that was either made for the purpose of an animal or a sukkah that was made by an animal. And then the last category is sukkahs kutim. This is a sukkah of Kuthians. So Kuthians, well, like I said before, there's obviously going to be a distinction between these and the goyim that are discussed at the beginning of the brisa. So there's a question at one point whether or not the Kuthians had a valid conversion, or maybe they never really converted honestly, or maybe at a certain point they realized that they trended away from being Jewish. But in any event, in all these categories, the sukkah is going to be kshera, the sukkah is going to be kosher, and we skipped an important line, and sukkah mikol makom, and any sukkah, that's what the brisa says, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means. All these cases, it's kshera bavajiti misuchechas kehelchasa, as long as the slach, the roof, the cover, is done properly. So my kehelchasa, what does it mean? It's done according to halacha. So as Rav Chista, v'husha also itself, as long as the sukkah was made in a manner that it's clear that it was done for the purpose of providing shade, and not just to provide privacy for the people who are dwelling in it. And so says the Gemara, what does it mean when the Braisa says sukkah mikol makom, when it says any sukkah, suye mai, what's it coming to include? Says the Gemara, suye sukkahs rakvash, to include a sukkah of rakvash. It's another mnemonic to include another category of people, as we're going to say. It refers to shepherds, people, and then people who spread out the dates, who watch the dates to dry, the guards of the city, and the people who guard the fruit. So let's go through the Gemara's explanation of the brisa. As we saw, sukkahs rakvash, this refers to sukkahs roam. This refers to the sukkah of shepherds that they were dwelling in the field on, and because of the elements, they wanted, when they were watching the sheep, they made a booth to protect themselves. Sukkahs kiyatsim, this is the sukkah of those people who were watching the figs as they were spread out in the field in order to dry. Sukkahs borgenin, this is a sukkah that was made for the watchmen of the city, like just a protection, to provide them a place to have protection from the elements. And sukkah shomrei peres, and sukkah that was made in the vineyards and the gardens. So all of these sukkahs were done by a Jew, but they were not made for the purpose of the holiday of sukkahs. And then also the brisa says sukkah mikol makom, and any sukkah kosher. All these categories are kosher, bavashite musechas kelchasa, as long as they have the slach on them properly. And here too, the Gemara asked the question about this brisa. What does it mean, my kelchasa? So says Rav Chista, v'hu she'aso etzel, as long as the sukkah was made for the purpose of shade. And so says the Gemara, in analyzing this brisa, sukkah mikol makom, it says in any sukkah asuye mai. What's it coming to include? Asuye sukkas genabach, in order to include the sukkah of the Genabach. So we've seen two brises, both given mnemonics. According to one, the sukkah Genabach is going to be more logical that it's kosher, and this is the sukkah of the goyim, noshim, behema, and kutim. And then according to the other approach, the sukkah of the rakvash is going to be more likely that it's kosher, and more logical that it's kosher. And that is the sukkah of the shepherds, the people watch the figs, the people guard the city, and the people who watch the other fruits. So it says the Gemara, Hai Tana de Genabach, Alimoe Genabach, the one who says that the brisa that assumes that it's more logical that the Genabach
Pesach as a kosher sukkah, mishum dekvi, because those things are fixed. You know, we're going to leave those up. It's not transitory. V'katana mikoma koma suyei rakbash to hokvi. And then he adds in, includes the sukkah of the rakbash, because it's not fixed. Those things are temporary. Only when the guardsmen are in the fields does that booth up. Aitana de Rakvash, and the Tana of the Rakvash, he says, Alimoy Rakvash, he says, more logical to assume that the Rakvash is kosher, because the people there, the shepherds, they're obligated in a sukkah, unlike the people in the first category, who are not obligated in a sukkah. Vatana Mikomakom Wasuyeginabach, to teach us that the sukkah, even made by people who are not obligated, is Gavanechiyuva, even though they're not obligated, it's still going to be a kosher sukkah. This concept that the sukkah made by the non Jews is going to be kosher, this is the halacha. So the halacha is that a sukkah does not need to be made by a Jew, that the sukkah made by a non-Jew is a kosher sukkah. However, it's brought down as a midas chasidus, as an act of piety, it's brought down in the chida that ideally, the sukkah should not be made completely by the non-Jew. And in fact, at the very least, the Jew should be careful to put up the schach, or to be involved in the putting up of the schach on the sukkah. So even though, technically speaking, the sukkah made by a non-Jew is kosher, the Jew really should be involved in the process, and ideally should have especially try to have a role in the placing of the schach on top of the sukkah.